We're going to Limerick now, where a soldier based at Sarsfield Barracks who beat a woman unconscious and broke her nose in an unprovoked attack and then boasted about it afterwards on social media has walked free from court after getting a fully suspended sentence. 22-year-old Cathal Crotty from Park Row Heights, Ardna Croshia, County Clare, pleaded guilty to attacking 24-year-old Natasha O'Brien in Limerick City in May 2022. At Limerick Circuit Criminal Court this morning, Judge Tom O'Donnell imposed a 3-year sentence, which he suspended in its entirety. Journalist David Ralley was in court and he's been telling us about the background to this case.
Cathal Crotty, he's a serving private in the Irish Defence Forces. He's based at Sarsfield Barracks in Limerick City. He's 22 years of age, an address at Park Row Heights, Ardna Croshia, County Clare. He had initially tried to blame the innocent victim in this case, Natasha O'Brien, who's 24, from North Circle Road in Limerick, by wrongly telling the Gardaí who arrested him that Miss O'Brien had instigated this attack at O'Connell Street in Limerick City, which occurred on the 29th of May 2022. Miss O'Brien had just finished a shift at a local pub in town where she was working. She was walking home with a friend on O'Connell Street when she and her friend politely asked Cathal Crotty to refrain from making homophobic remarks to other people on the street. He had been shouting these remarks and descriptions at other males on the street, and that he had lashed out in response, that he had grabbed Miss O'Brien's hair with one hand and began punching her repeatedly to the ground. He stood over her and continued punching her until she said she lost consciousness.
And what happened in court today?
In court, Gardaí showed CCTV footage of this violent attack on Natasha O'Brien, which the court heard was conducted without provocation. As I said, Mr. Crotty had initially tried to deflect blame to Miss O'Brien, but he admitted his guilt once Gardaí had shown him the CCTV footage of him setting upon Miss O'Brien without provocation. And the court heard that hours after this attack, Crotty had boasted to friends on Snapchat, two to put her down, two to put her out, which was in reference to striking Miss O'Brien four times. The court heard that Crotty had been drinking alcohol all evening, early in the day, but he had never given a full explanation for why he carried out this violent attack. He was not known to Miss O'Brien. The injuries to Miss O'Brien were extremely serious. She suffered a broken nose, bruising. She suffered bruising to the rest of her body in this attack. She suffered nightmares and panic attacks afterwards. And she said she thought Crotty was going to kill her during the attack. She bravely walked past Crotty in the witness box to read a victim impact statement to the court. And she said, "When Cathal Crotty attacked me, I went into a state of shock. My last conscious thought was, he's not stopping. I'm going to die." Miss O'Brien said that she had lost her job because of the impact and the injuries she sustained. She said she couldn't concentrate at work any longer. She had lost her job. But the sentencing judge Tom O'Donnell remarked while he imposed a 3-year fully suspended sentence, that he said if he had immediately imposed a custodial sentence on Crotty, that he was in no doubt that Crotty would have lost his job in the Defence Forces. Speaking afterwards, Miss O'Brien said that she didn't feel that she had got justice, A, because of the suspended sentence in its entirety, and B, she made the remark that she had lost her job because of what had happened to her at the hands of Crotty, but that Crotty was still in the Defence Forces.
Cathal Crotty's employer, the Defence Forces, were in court today.
They were indeed. Commandant Paul Toker, who's a superior officer at the Limerick Army Barracks, gave evidence that Crotty was an exemplary, courteous, professional and disciplined officer. And when asked by prosecution counsel Lily Buckley for his reaction to the evidence of the attack, Commandant Toker replied that he was exceptionally disappointed and surprised, as it was, in his opinion, very out of character for Crotty, and that he was, he said, most disappointed in Crotty because as a soldier, he is expected to keep people safe. He made the point that why he was in court was that as a senior army officer, he is required to attend criminal cases involving Irish soldiers. He said his role in court required him to report back to superior officers on matters that may affect a soldier's future.